KQED.
It's KQED News. I'm Tara Seiler. PG&E is facing the first in what may be a slew of lawsuits alleging the utility's responsibility for the Northern California wildfires. The firestorms killed at least 42 people and destroyed thousands of homes, including the home of Wayne and Jennifer Harville of Santa Rosa, who filed the suit.
When you lose everything, you want some answers on why it happened and how it happened. And
if this is someone's fault,
it takes a lawsuit to bring those things out, then that's what we need to pursue.
The Harville suit alleges PG&E, among other things, failed to maintain and repair its high-voltage power lines, which they contend ignited the dry vegetation in last week's high winds leading to the Tubbs Fire in Sonoma County. Stephen Weissman is a lecturer at Berkeley's Goldman School of Public Policy, and he's a former administrative law judge at the California Public Utilities Commission, which regulates PG&E. Mr. Weissman, the evening of the fires, there were a number of 911 calls about sparking lines and exploding transformers. Given the winds were 75 miles an hour at times, should PG&E have de-energized its lines? And how was that decision made?
Well, there are a number of rules that PG&E has to operate under from both the state and federal level, and they would provide general criteria, but there's no substitute for the fact that the utility has to exercise reasonable judgment, both in deciding how to invest in its facilities, how to maintain them, and how to operate them. And so ultimately, this really gets down to whether there was information available to the company that should have made it act in a way different from the way it did.
The CPUC has already told PG&E to preserve all its relevant records. What is the next step for the agency in this case?
Well, the commission ought to start asking a lot of hard questions right now. This should be more about looking at the systems that are in place or should have been in place. Right now, in terms of the actual question of cause and effect with the fire, the PUC is looking to CAL FIRE, I think, to make those determinations. And, of course, the fires continue to burn. So first priority is dealing with the fires that exist now. And I'm sure that soon after that, there's going to be a lot of conversation about what started each of these fires.
Can you give me an example of what kind of questions you think should be asked?
Well, the PUC should look at its rules and look at the rules that PG&E has to comply with and then talk with PG&E how they systematically have designed their programs to comply with these rules, and probably even more importantly, how have they established a checks and balance process so that the mistakes that are always going to happen, because we're dealing with human beings, are relatively less likely to go uncorrected. There were issues that were raised related to San Bruno that had to do with record keeping and processes of inspection, and PG&E did not come out well through that process. The sense is that there were cultural challenges at the company that were putting more pressure on using funds for other purposes than it was on keeping things as safe as they should be. If this was true with pipelines, might it also be true with transmission lines? These are questions I think that need to be asked early and thoroughly.
All right. Thank you so much, Mr. Weissman.
You're welcome.
Stephen Weissman is a lecturer at Berkeley's Goldman School of Public Policy, and he's a former administrative law judge at the California Public Utilities Commission. In a statement, PG&E says it's focused on supporting firefighting efforts and won't speculate about any causes of the fire. And I'm Tara Seiler, KQED News.